We all want a life that feels easy. Less work, fewer challenges, more balance. A life where we don't have to constantly push ourselves or step into discomfort. But comfort has a quiet cost. Over time, it dulls the mind, weakens the body, and empties the wallet. It convinces you that peace means doing less, when in truth, peace comes from doing what keeps you alive inside. Comfort feels like a reward, but it's often a trap, a slow, invisible one. It doesn't destroy you in a day. It erodes you quietly, decision by decision, excuse by excuse, until one morning you wake up and realize the fire that once burned in you is gone. People rarely notice this decay because comfort wears the mask of contentment. It says, you've done enough. Rest a little longer. You deserve it. And of course, rest is necessary. But comfort goes beyond rest. It replaces purpose with passivity. It teaches you to trade growth for ease, discipline for indulgence, ambition for distraction. The most dangerous place a man or woman can live is not in failure, but in comfort. Failure sharpens you. Comfort softens you. Failure pushes you to think, adapt, and rise. Comfort whispers that you no longer need to. Think of any skill, any craft, any passion that once challenged you. When you first began, your mind was alive with curiosity, your hands eager to work, your spirit alert and hungry. But once mastery became routine, once you stopped stretching, that same energy began to fade. Growth always lives at the edge of discomfort. The moment you stop reaching, you start declining. Comfort destroys ambition not because it punishes effort, but because it makes effort seem unnecessary. It teaches you to settle for less, for easier, for familiar. And while you tell yourself you're maintaining peace, what you're really maintaining is stagnation. Peace and comfort are not the same. Peace is earned through alignment. Comfort is purchased through avoidance. A woman once driven by vision begins to say, "This is enough." A man once filled with hunger starts to believe there's no need for more. But slowly, they both begin to lose the spark that made them alive. You see, comfort steals your potential by convincing you there's no urgency left in life. It says, "Tomorrow will be the same as today, so why rush?" And that lie keeps people idle for decades. Meanwhile, the world moves forward, not because it's fair, but because someone else was willing to stay uncomfortable a little longer. Discomfort has always been the birthplace of greatness. Every mind that shaped history, every inventor, thinker, artist, or leader, lived closer to tension than to ease. They understood a truth most ignore, that life's richest rewards hide just beyond what's convenient. And yet here we are, surrounded by more ease than any generation before us, and somehow more restless, more tired, more uncertain. Because the soul was never designed for endless comfort. It was built to stretch, to strive, to create, to struggle, not endlessly, but purposefully. The cost of comfort is not measured in what you lose today, but in what you fail to become tomorrow. It robs you quietly, of courage, of discipline, of drive, until you begin to confuse safety with satisfaction. So before you chase an easier path, ask yourself, is this peace I'm feeling, or is it decay disguised as calm? Because life will always offer you two roads, one of challenge and one of comfort. Only one leads to who you could truly be. How challenges shape your strength and confidence. If comfort weakens the spirit, challenge is what revives it. Every human being is born with the capacity for strength, not just physical, but mental, emotional, and moral strength. Yet strength, like any muscle, only develops under pressure. You cannot grow in the absence of resistance. You cannot become capable by avoiding the very forces that demand capability. A life without challenge may feel calm, but it breeds fragility. It creates people who crumble at the first sign of difficulty because they've never tested the weight of their own will. Confidence cannot be spoken into existence. It must be earned through confrontation with the unknown. Challenge is not the enemy of peace, it is the path to it, because only the person who has endured, who has struggled and prevailed, can rest with true confidence. Comfort promises ease now and insecurity later. Challenge delivers discomfort now and strength forever. Most people misunderstand hardship. They believe it's there to punish them, when in truth, it's there to prepare them. Every trial, every setback, every unexpected difficulty, these are life's training grounds. They shape you in ways success never could. Success pleases the ego, struggle builds the character. A woman who has faced failure and stood back up carries a power no smooth path could ever give her. A man who has walked through uncertainty with integrity gains a confidence no praise could ever supply. They are steady, not because life has been gentle, but because it has been demanding. You see, challenge strips away illusion. It shows you what you're really made of. It reveals weaknesses not to shame you, but to strengthen you. The problem is that most people run from this mirror. They prefer the illusion of comfort over the reality of growth. But reality always catches up. Think of a tree standing against the wind. The wind doesn't destroy it. It forces the roots to grow deeper. Without that pressure, the tree would never learn to anchor itself. You are the same. Without the winds of difficulty, you never grow the roots of resilience. Confidence is not built by being told you're capable. It's built by discovering that you are. That discovery only happens through doing, through challenge, through trial, through the courage to step into situations where failure is possible. The irony of comfort is that it promises safety, but robs you of the very strength that could keep you safe. The irony of challenge is that it feels dangerous, but it's the only thing that builds the power to face danger without fear. You'll never meet a confident person who hasn't struggled, because confidence isn't a gift. It's a result. It's the quiet assurance born from experience, from surviving what once scared you, from realizing that pain didn't destroy you. It defined you. Challenge is how life molds greatness. It's not punishment, it's participation in your own evolution. Every obstacle you face is life saying, here lies the next level of your potential. Do you dare to reach it? The more challenges you embrace, the less afraid you become. And the less afraid you become, the more fully you live. Because the greatest gift of challenge isn't victory. It's the confidence of knowing that whatever comes next, you'll be ready for it. The real meaning of discipline and resilience. Discipline is one of the most misunderstood words in human language. To most, it sounds like restriction, a denial of pleasure, a harsh demand for control. But true discipline is not punishment, it's protection. It guards you from the chaos of your lesser impulses. It shields your dreams from the temptation of ease. It is the bridge between who you are and who you could become. Comfort tells you, you can rest now. Discipline replies, you haven't earned it yet. And in that small conversation, destinies are decided. Discipline is not about force, it's about direction. It gives structure to your energy and purpose to your effort. Without it, potential leaks away through laziness, doubt, and distraction. With it, even ordinary people achieve extraordinary results, because discipline transforms effort into progress and repetition into mastery. Every great achievement, in art, science, leadership, or life itself, stands on the shoulders of discipline. Talent may start the race, but only discipline crosses the finish line. It's what keeps a writer at the desk when inspiration fades. It's what keeps a craftsman refining his work when no one is watching. It's what keeps a woman steady when the world grows uncertain. Resilience is discipline's twin, the spirit that refuses to break when life tests you. It's the quiet strength that keeps you moving when the outcome is unknown. Resilience isn't built in comfort, it's forged in the moments that demand everything from you. You cannot claim resilience until you've faced resistance. You cannot claim strength until you've met weakness and overcome it. Most people admire resilience in others but resist the very experiences that build it. They want the courage without the challenge, the growth without the grind. But resilience doesn't grow in the soft soil of ease, it grows in the hard ground of difficulty. To live with discipline and resilience is to live intentionally, to rise each day with a sense of purpose that no mood can dictate. It's to say, I will do what is right.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not what is easy. That single decision separates the successful from the stagnant. A man who lacks discipline will always be ruled by his emotions. A woman without resilience will always be defeated by her circumstances. But those who cultivate both walk through life with a quiet authority. They do not boast, they do not hurry, they move with certainty because they trust themselves. Discipline gives direction. Resilience gives endurance. Together, they form the foundation of freedom. For freedom is not the absence of structure. It is the ability to live by the structure you choose. The comfort seeker believes freedom means doing whatever they want, but that kind of freedom eventually enslaves you to impulse, to weakness, to regret. True freedom is the ability to do what you must, even when you don't feel like it. It is choosing purpose over pleasure and principle over preference. When discipline becomes habit, you no longer argue with yourself. When resilience becomes nature, you no longer fear failure. Together, they make you unstoppable, not because life grows easier, but because you grow stronger. How to break free from the comfort trap. The comfort trap doesn't announce itself. It whispers. It tells you, you've earned a break. You can do it later. You'll start when things feel right. And before you realize it, weeks turn into months, and what was once a small pause becomes a way of life. Escaping this trap begins with awareness. You must first recognize that comfort is not peace. It's delay disguised as rest. Peace strengthens you. Comfort sedates you. The first numbs, the second renews. One makes you alive, the other quietly erases your urgency. To break free, you must choose discomfort, deliberately, consistently, courageously. Not recklessly, but consciously. Discomfort is not punishment, it's permission. Permission to grow beyond who you are today. Start small. Rise when you want to stay in bed. Speak when silence feels safer. Finish what you've been postponing. Each act of discomfort weakens the hold of the comfort trap. Comfort thrives in repetition, so break the pattern. Take a cold walk when your mind says stay. Read when it says scroll. Reflect when it says avoid. Every time you override that impulse, you teach your mind that you are in control. Not your feelings, not your fears, not your habits. Most people think breaking free means waiting for motivation. But motivation rarely arrives in comfort. You don't wait to feel ready. You act, and readiness follows. The mind respects action more than intention. The moment you move, your energy begins to change. And don't mistake movement for meaning, because even busyness can be comfort in disguise. True escape comes not from doing more, but from doing what matters, what stretches you, what tests you, what aligns with who you wish to become. The comfort trap loses its power the moment you realize it's not the world holding you back. It's your own avoidance of growth. Once you face that truth, you can no longer live passively. You become aware that every choice is a direction, forward or backward, progress or paralysis. A woman who decides to confront her fears instead of manage them finds new strength each day. A man who learns to act despite uncertainty begins to feel alive again. Because action, not ease, restores the spirit. Breaking free from comfort doesn't mean abandoning all rest. It means redefining it. Rest should be recovery, not escape. It should prepare you for purpose, not protect you from effort. The moment you start choosing growth over comfort, life responds. You'll feel resistance, yes, but it's a sign of movement. Growth will stretch you, challenge you, sometimes even exhaust you. But at the end of each day, you'll sleep with something comfort never gives, peace with yourself. The comfort trap's greatest lie is that safety will bring satisfaction. It never does. You'll find far more fulfillment in one day of honest effort than in a lifetime of avoidance. Freedom from comfort begins not with a massive change, but with a simple decision. I refuse to live numb. Because comfort is the slow death of potential, and breaking free from it is the first act of being truly alive. Why success requires consistent discomfort and faith. There is a law woven into the fabric of life. Everything worthwhile requires discomfort. Growth demands it. Success depends on it. The universe itself seems to insist that before you can rise, you must first endure the weight that shapes you. Most people think success is built by intelligence, talent, or opportunity. But look closely, and you'll see that it's built by endurance, the ability to stay committed when nothing feels easy, when the results aren't visible, and when the world seems indifferent. Discomfort is not a temporary obstacle. It's the environment in which greatness is born. Every inventor, every artist, every pioneer walked through uncertainty and fatigue long before anyone saw the value of their effort. They stayed when others stopped. They kept working through silence, through doubt, through nights when quitting seemed rational. Success is not found in comfort, because comfort breeds hesitation, and hesitation kills progress. Success is found in faith, the kind of faith that keeps you moving through the unknown, trusting that your effort will someday meet its reward. Faith is not wishful thinking, it's the discipline of belief. It's holding your direction when your feelings scream for relief. It's walking through the valley without demanding to see the peak. You cannot build anything lasting without it. Comfort seeks proof before effort. Faith gives effort before proof. That's why so few succeed, because they demand certainty in a world that only rewards courage. Every act of persistence is a declaration of faith. When you continue despite fatigue, you are saying, "I believe this effort still matters." When you endure failure, you're saying, "I believe there's a lesson here worth learning." And when you choose discipline over ease, you're saying, "I trust that what I want is worth the discomfort it costs." This is why success is so rare, because it requires you to stay uncomfortable longer than seems reasonable, and to do it without applause. You must learn to find fulfillment not in reward, but in the work itself. A man who masters this principle can endure any season. A woman who lives this truth can build anything she dreams, because while others are looking for quick results, they are building endurance, the kind of strength that doesn't fade when circumstances change. Success is not a moment of triumph. It is a lifetime of small, faithful efforts stacked upon one another. It's the product of showing up again and again, especially on the days when nothing seems to move. You cannot build faith in ease. Ease never asks for it. Faith grows only in the soil of uncertainty. It's born in the silence, in the waiting, in the unseen labor. That's why discomfort and faith are inseparable. One tests you, the other sustains you. So don't fear discomfort. Don't flee from the struggle. It's not proof that you're failing. It's evidence that you're growing. The road of success is narrow not because few can walk it, but because few choose to. It demands belief in yourself when no one else can see what you see. And if you can keep walking, through resistance, through fatigue, through the loneliness of pursuit, you'll find that the very discomfort you once resisted has become the foundation of your strength. Because faith without effort is fantasy, and effort without discomfort is nothing at all. So, comfort will ask you to stay where you are. It will whisper, "You're safe here." But safety is not the same as life, and ease is not the same as peace. Every dream you hold will demand something from you. It will ask for your time, your courage, your discomfort. And if you refuse to give it, life will stay exactly as it is, predictable, familiar, quietly unfulfilled. The cost of comfort is invisible at first. You don't notice it when you skip the effort, when you silence the ambition, when you tell yourself tomorrow. But the bill always arrives in the form of regret, stagnation, or the haunting thought of what might have been. Discomfort, on the other hand, costs you now. but it pays for the rest of your life. It builds character, confidence, and capability. It teaches you that peace is not found in avoiding struggle, but in mastering it. So don't fear the hard days. Don't wish for an easier path. Wish for the strength to walk the one you're on with courage, because comfort may promise calm, but it will quietly steal your fire. And once that fire goes out, everything else grows cold. Stay uncomfortable. Stay curious. Stay alive. Because the moment you start chasing ease, you begin paying for it with your potential.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.